You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The New Zealand government is currently in talks with officials from the United States about a new border security agreement that would allow New Zealanders' biometric information to be handed over to the US government. The US is currently adjusting the requirements of its enhanced border security partnership that applies to the 42 countries in its visa waiver program, including New Zealand. The new agreement could give the United States full, automated access to other countries' national databases. This is compared to current agreements, where biometric checks only provide minimal information, with further information only considered on a case-by-case basis. I spoke to the chair of the New Zealand Council for Civil Liberties, Thomas Beagle, about this issue. I started by asking if he could explain the recent negotiations and how they differ from the existing situation.
Sure. It's about the US visa waiver scheme, which is a scheme which allows people travelling from New Zealand to the US to basically, rather than having to go to the embassy and apply for a visa or some process of that sort, they can just apply on the way for a visa waiver. And that will then let them into the States. Now, in the past, there has been some, we understand there has been some communication between the US government and the NZ government, which was used to validate some of that information. And my understanding is that information is of the level of sort of, you know, does this person have a criminal record? And they will get a yes-no answer back. The new scheme is much more invasive. Rather than just sort of the sort of carefully gated information going back and forth, the US government is actually looking for extensive information about people travelling to their country. They are looking both from our government in terms of access to biometric data and to full records about the person travelling and to about the people they're travelling with or the people that they might know. And at the same time, they're also looking at asking travellers for a lot more information directly. For example, we've seen the mention of 5 years of social media history and social media accounts, so they can go and examine those as well.
How concerned are you about this new scheme, and why are you concerned?
Well, we're very concerned about it because it's a gross invasion of New Zealanders' privacy, and it's also giving up data sovereignty over our own data. I mean, we understand that the New Zealand government needs to collect information about people here in order to do normal government functions, you know, police and health and everything else. And the thought of giving carte blanche access to that to a foreign country seems very, very, very worrying to me. And it's particularly worrying when we consider that the US is actually possibly not in a good state at the moment. It's steadily heading to a more authoritarian and form of rule, and this information is going to be collected, it's going to be stored, and it's going to be used against people from New Zealand. So I think it's a really big concern for us.
Have the recent events with the United States entering a war with Iran impacted your level of concern at all?
Well, absolutely, of course. I mean, the whole point is that they're trying to capture as much information as they can and then add it to a large database. That's kind of how the surveillance state works. Now, you may think, oh, what's the problem for me? Well, okay, say you've made some comments critical of this American attack on Iran. That may be online. That may be used against you if you apply for a visa. We've already seen journalists and other people who have made statements critical of Donald Trump who have been then turned back at the US border. But that's only you, right? There's also the problem that, say, you're friends with some people who immigrated from Iran a few years ago, okay? And you've made some statements anti the strikes and so on, and that information can be used to link you to those Iranian people. And of course, we know that the Americans are currently keenly looking for targets to strike. So that information which you're giving and the links you've made to people you know may be used to actually target attacks in Iran. I mean, it's the US government as a whole and everything they do. And that's actually the threat partly.
Auckland University law professor Jihan Gunasekera stated that New Zealand is not in a strong position to negotiate on this compared to the European Union, for example. Is this also your assessment?
Well, we are obviously limited in our power, and so there's been a lot of arguments saying we should be cozying up to the Europeans on a number of fronts around privacy and access to data, on the grounds that if we can, you know, ride their coattails on that, that will be helpful. And it's part of, but it's also a choice we can make. I mean, the price of this, the price of actually maintaining independence and protecting people in New Zealand, might be the cost, might be actually dropping out of that visa waiver scheme and making it harder to travel to the US. I mean, that's going to be a decision that the government's going to have to make, and I think people might want to weigh in on that. I mean, I'm starting to suspect that the price is actually too high, and we may have to drop out of that, and it's going to be a pain, but that's just how it is.
And what has been the public response to this so far? Is there any appetite to, as you say, make it harder to go to the US if it means protecting our data?
I don't know the outcome. I know that a lot of people reacted pretty strongly to the idea of giving the American government access into New Zealand government databases, and they seem to be very strongly against it, and a lot of the people I've seen. I think everyone's aware of what's happening in the US. But even then, I mean, you think about it as in terms of the US, and also think about what other countries will we give this access to. And the answer is we shouldn't be giving this access to anyone. And I think people want to maintain that data, that sovereignty over their own data.
That was Thomas Beagle from the New Zealand Council for Civil Liberties on the United States government getting automated access to New Zealanders' biometric data.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.